The man who sued the Seattle Police Department over a racially charged threat has settled his case. The city of Seattle will pay him $150,000 but admit no wrongdoing. Martin Manetti's case helped prompt Justice Department scrutiny of Seattle police. KUOW correspondent Amy Radel reports.
Martin Manetti had filed a civil rights lawsuit in federal court against the city of Seattle and two police officers. Last week, a judge ruled that the case could go to trial, but now the parties have settled. The video of Seattle Police Detective Shandy Cobain threatening to beat the Mexican blank out of Manetti hit the airwaves in April 2010 and was played again and again.
And it's just kind of got burned into, I think, not just my mind, but I think Seattle's collective consciousness.
That's Chris Stearns, chair of the Seattle Human Rights Commission. He says afterwards, community groups were glad to hear SPD officials proclaim zero tolerance towards biased policing. They also disciplined and demoted Officer Cobain. But the city's legal filings seem to tell a different story, calling Cobain's words a control tactic.
You know, we hear a strong message on one hand, and then on the other, you hear the city saying, no, no, this is a control tactic, and it's an acceptable control tactic. And that sends the opposite message, not just to the community, but to the police force itself.
In a statement, Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes said he had a duty to defend the city against Manetti's claims for damages, but he condemned Cobain's words as unacceptable and unprofessional. This was one in a string of cases that led to a Justice Department probe of Seattle police. The two sides are currently in mediation. The DOJ specifically cited Manetti's case as an example of problems within SPD. Manetti's lawyer, Lorena Gonzalez, says those problems are still there.
This case is a clear example of the hardened culture that exists at the Seattle Police Department with regard to bias policing and other racial issues.
But she calls the $150,000 settlement reasonable and fair for the harm her client suffered. She says she believes a court-appointed monitor is the only solution that will make adequate changes at SPD. I'm Amy Radel reporting.